So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast. Now your host, the man taking your health to a whole new level, Dr. Eric Berg.
Hey guys, Dr. Berg here. I have a question for you. Are your sport drinks causing dehydration and weight gain? Yeah, this is interesting. You know, you have this idea that you're drinking this sports drink and you're going to hydrate your body and it's going to help your performance. But in fact, if you look at some of the studies, it doesn't really help your performance. And check down below, I put some of the studies down below. Primarily because most of these sport drinks or electrolyte drinks have so much sugar, okay? Not just Gatorade, and by the way, Gatorade has 36 grams of sugar. That's 9 teaspoons of sugar. It's like drinking a soda. So the sugar dehydrates you. Why? Because it depletes minerals. And if you take a diabetic, for example, that has higher sugar, they're peeing a lot and they're becoming more dehydrated. So this idea that we need glucose, I think people have this confusion that when they work out, because they're using up their glycogen reserve or their sugar reserve, that they need to put the sugar back. Well, when you put it in a refined state like pure sugar or high fructose corn syrup or any type of synthetic sugars, you will deplete potassium, magnesium, chromium, all the key minerals to help you lower insulin, okay? So we have the dehydration part, but now the other part I want to talk about is that here you are trying to lose weight, right? You're trying to exercise to lose weight. Well, sport drinks nullify the benefits from exercise because it's going to raise up your insulin and it's going to block fat burning. So anytime you consume sugar, you're going to trigger insulin, block fat burning, and then anything extra is converted to fat. Okay. Not to mention the sugar making you tired. So when you drink this drink and then you feel this little spike in energy and then it's going to come down, it's going to come crashing down because insulin will be generated and then you're going to end up lowering your blood sugar. So you end up with a high sugar and a low sugar. Okay. So I just wanted to kind of dispel the myth that that's going to really improve your performance and hydrate you when in fact it's not really doing that. Okay. So next time you get a electrolyte drink, read the label and make sure it doesn't have the sugar. Thanks for watching. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.